What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Still moving and grooving right along here on 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980, taking you up to 105. Nats baseball comes your way at that point. The series finale of Nats and Red Sox comes your way at 135. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler get you warmed up with Nats on Deck beginning at 105. Josh Robbins of The Athletic going to join us at about 1145. We'll get his thoughts on the Cam Whitmore deal. Right now, though, about Denton Day hopping in studio with us to give us his thoughts on Cam Whitmore, the Washington Commanders, anything you want with a guy. Give him a follow on the X app at The Denton Day and make sure you're flipping back and forth between us and the BetMGM network coming up in about an hour from now.
Can I give you a bet to start off taking?
Well, please, that would be very on brand for you to start off with a bet.
And we got the Nats coming up later. They've been getting rocked by the Red Sox.
Yes, yeah,
they put together some two really good series back to back.
Yeah,
all right, if they can play well against the Red Sox, coming up on the All-Star break, Nats might be back. And they've been just getting wrecked. I'm taking Garrett Crochet over 16.5 outs.
Holy hell.
Yeah, he's going to at least, he's getting through at least one out in the sixth.
I got a great bet for today, too. Red Sox first five is easy.
I mean, it's
that's
easy
so money. Free. Shinosuke Agasara is on the mound for the Nats today.
Making his debut.
I don't see that going very well.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit later on. He was mixed bag during the spring. But, Denton, I saw your reaction yesterday. I actually felt like you, Nature Boy. I was going to say,
can we just talk about how you were live reacting on a hike?
Bro, it was amazing. I went to Patapsco State Park.
You have a weight vest on, too?
I was getting it in, man.
You are actually achieving Aaron Donald mode before Jeff, and I've known Jeff for years. Jeff Walker has been saying he's going to achieve Aaron Donald mode literally every single year.
Oh, my God. But, no, it was a super awesome time. Got out in the water. It was great. But then the Cam Whitmore news breaks, and I'm like, holy hell. Ben completely ruined, I didn't even tell you this, completely ruined my life yesterday. Because I figured you were probably going to be the first person to hit me up about this. Because I actually wanted to come on and hop on with Locked On Wizards with you to talk about it. But it's the way Twitter works on live. When you get a phone call.
Did my call end your live?
100%. 100%.
I got several calls. I went back and tried to watch her live. It was 37 seconds. I guess I was the reason it was 37 seconds long.
I think I may have even said, damn it, Top.
We were all out and about. I was on the boat with Jeff Walker yesterday. We'll
talk about that a little bit later on in the show.
Yeah.
Man, Jeff's actually nasty in terms of fishing.
Oh, you guys are fishing. Yes, you're a fishing guy. Jeff's a fishing guy.
For sure.
I did not fish yesterday.
But yeah, it was definitely hiking yesterday when the news broke. Your initial thoughts, man, I think everyone here locally should be pleased about this. How does it make you view their rebuild moving forward here, though?
Well, you're loving what Will Dawkins is doing. He has a plan. He is sticking to the plan. He's going out and getting guys that are with other organizations that you might consider one man's trash as another man's treasure. It's not that the Houston Rockets considered Cam Whitmore trash,
right,
but they are going in one direction. When you bring in a guy like Kevin Durant, you're going to take a guy like Cam Whitmore's minutes away. Well, bring him back here. The Rockets can get some sort of assets for it. Apparently, second-round picks actually move the needle now.
I don't get it.
I don't get it at all, because literally 3 years ago, a team gave up 5 first-round picks for Rudy Gobert, and now you can give up 2 second-round picks for a guy that can actually go out and score at a relatively high level. I think that the thing that I have immediately recognized, Linnell, there was a part of me the past 2 years that has felt very apathetic towards the Wizards, because going out there and watching like Kyle Kuzma and Jordan Poole on a regular basis is tough. But now, in the midst of the rebuild, it does feel kind of like 2011 and 2012 again, once they had gotten John Wall and they're starting to move in the right direction. And you don't think they're going to win a lot of games still? Like, I kind of jokingly tweeted they might get the 5th seed in the East because the East sucks.
Well, yeah, everyone's hurt.
Everyone is hurt. But outside of that, like, it actually is going to be fun basketball. This upcoming year might set the record for me for the amount of Wizards games.
Really? Okay.
That I go to.
You're gonna be
I'm excited to see. Like, I went to one last year, which was our little night. We had like a suite. Thank you to Odyssey and thank you to the Wizards for that. We had a suite. We're like watching, and I don't think a lot of people actually cared about the game, but it was a game where Bob Carrington and Paolo Banchero kind of went shot for shot.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, there's like there is something here, and I think they've done a really good job of surrounding the guys with. Surrounding Bub and Bilal with young pieces. So I'm really excited about what 2025 and 26 is going to look like. I still don't think they're going to win a ton of games, but at the very least, you'll be able to say future in this guy, future in this guy. Yeah, might want to move this guy and then kind of build the roster from there.
That's what it's all about. I'm still curious to see what is the corresponding move, because you've got 16 guys on the roster. You can only have 15 to start the year and entering camp. Like, I wonder what's next for them. And there's a logjam right now on the wing when you think about Cam Whitmore, Trey Johnson, Bilal, Corey Kispert, Keyshawn George. Somebody's going to be the odd man out.
Yeah, Kispert got to get flipped.
So
either Kispert or one of the old dudes.
I have no clue how it's going to go. And I'm not even going to sit here and try and pretend and project. But, like, all in all, I think the big picture thing to me that I'm excited about, and we talked about it a moment ago, think about what Will Dawkins and company started off with. Think about what they were from the outset.
I try not to.
Yeah, I know. In terms of moving off of Bradley Beal's contract, flipping that and having that turn into a series of other moves that now put you at a spot right now where I'll be real. It's been a while, I guess. I don't want to say never. It's been a while since I've seen the Wizards get glazed on social media. Yesterday, everyone was talking about, oh, the Wizards, this, the Wizards, that, the best young core. Look at what the Wizards have turned this into that.
I mean, it's been almost a decade, because there was a point in time, probably after 2016, where John Wall was looked at as either the second or third best player in the East.
Yeah.
LeBron definitively number one, but at that point, John had overcome in most people's minds, like your DeRozans, your Kyle Lowry's, and then it was a conversation legitimately between him and Kyrie Irving as to who was the best point guard, and then that person would end up being number two in the East, because Giannis wasn't Giannis yet, Embiid wasn't Embiid yet. But it's been over a decade since there's been any sort of like real hype for the Wizards moving forward,
relevance.
And they have that. Yeah, relevance.
Yeah.
and that really speaks to what Will Dawkins is doing. This is what happens when you kind of go outside your organization and hire guys that understand how to do a rebuild, ownership finally buying into the idea of a rebuild, although admittedly I'm terrified once Bradley Beal's contract gets bought out that Ted is going to, you know, just, hey, so, I love him.
So I brought that up like a week and a half ago. This is things that get brought up during the dog days of summer. I had someone tweeting at me saying, what a dumb idea. Yes, I know it's a dumb idea, but it's a good radio talking point, because he's less than 500 points away from having the all-time scoring record in franchise history. You look completely disinterested.
I am perfectly fine with that number staying as it is.
But I do think it's something that could potentially be on the table before Brad retires. I don't know if it fits the current timeline of the team.
What I would hope is by the time Brad retires, you know, I like Brad as a person and as a player.
Yeah.
You know, I think you can weed out real Wizards fans by asking Wall or Beal. And if they say Beal, you're like, all right, get away.
Yeah.
You're not allowed at the table anymore. But I hope by the time that Brad does retire, whenever that is, that he is not in serious contention for that, because someone else of one of the young guys
is going crazy.
Now, if that's only 5 years, they're probably not going to get to that mark.
Yeah.
But if, you know, if it is 5 or 6 years, 7 years or whatever, that hopefully someone, because I don't know that any of the guys right now are going to be like relative, you know, 30 some odd points per game the way Brad was when they were playing for nothing. And it's just like, hey, go score 60 in front of no fans. Because it was COVID.
Well, there wouldn't have been fans there anyway.
And that too. so I don't know that anyone will have that, but I do hope that one of these young guys ends up kind of carrying that mantle and being to whatever this, what are we at, like Gen Q, Gen X, Z? I don't know what the Gen is now. Whew. But for the people that were in high school when you and I were in high school, loving Wall and Beal, I hope that this young core is what Wall and Beal was for us, for them.
So speaking of the young core, this is what my mind is now shifting towards. And this is me being objective about it. I was actually on the air yesterday right before the trade happened, and we were discussing Jonathan Kuminga and the opportunity that he would be provided here in D.C. to have that runway to see if he could be that franchise-altering talent. I think he's got or has that type of upside. I think you could say the same thing about a guy like Cam Whitmore. What he was able to do in his limited opportunities in Houston, you know, gets your palate wet a little bit, so to speak, to think, well, what can he actually be? The thing is, though, even with Cam Whitmore added to this young core, I still don't look at any of the young Wizards as a guy that's a future all-star.
I look at Bub as a future all-star. I think if you – so my biggest fear right now, at least as we go into this upcoming season, is that the first month and a half, we'll say like 15 to 20 games, is going to be too reliant on C.J. McCollum and Chris Middleton, because they are the veterans, and they're going to say, hey, veterans – you know, go lead the young players. I think Bub Carrington has a legitimate possibility to be an all-star. A lot of that is because if you look across the Eastern Conference, there's really not a lot of great players right now. Like,
especially at the point guards. But that's
2025-26 all-star roster is going to be looked at like 5 years from now as if this is when the pandemic was happening.
It's interesting.
It's going to be like all over the place. But I do look at Bub as a potential all-star, and then we'll see what Cam Whitmore is. My one fear, because I've seen the Jonathan Kuminga thing on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
My one fear is, are you just going to get every leftaway toy and say, hey, come to the Wizards and be something here? I don't want to just get all of the Warriors retreads.
But look, that's the spot that you're in right now. It's not one size fits all in terms of team building. Their lottery luck is god-awful.
It's awful.
So this is the way that they have to do it. Ironically enough, on this day, I think it was like 6 years ago, the Thunder made the trade for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. So hopefully we made our deal around the right time and there's like juju in the air. but no, like even with Cam Whitmore, is he an all-star? I don't know if he ever reaches that. Am I confident he'll be a good foundational piece? Yes. What I think is eluding this team still is their ability to find the all-star. That's why, to me, there is so much pressure on next year's lottery in terms of like...
There's a lot of good players.
There is. So you don't have to necessarily get the top two or three guys like you did in this year's draft to have that guy. You can pick fifth and end up with a potentially franchise-altering talent, but it puts a lot of pressure on next year's lottery. I'm looking ahead and playing hypothetical Harry, because at some point you're going to have to do something to swing for your star. If you don't hit in next year's lottery, do you begin packaging your young players to see if you can go get somebody that's on the like the cusp of being that next tier of a player?
So that depends what this year looks like. You know, if Bub Carrington takes the step forward that I think he's going to take.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think you might slow that a little bit if Alex Saar takes a step forward that you're hoping he takes. You might slow that a little bit. You know, this upcoming draft class, at least now, which we don't know what it's going to look like a year from now with the college basketball season and who actually pans out at that level. It is nice, by the way, that most of the guys coming up are going to make people like me feel really old because it's like Carmelo's kid. It's a boozer. It's Arenas' son. It's like, oh, my God. But I do think, like, depending on how this season goes – and if guys do start to step forward, you will be able to. So my thought is that by the end of this year, we will know if Bob Carrington is a legitimate.
He's going to have the opportunity.
One.
So
we'll know if Cam Whitmore is a legitimate guy that you can keep moving forward. That is probably what excites me the most about this. The winning games aside, you'll have a very good idea because there will be a lot of opportunities surrounding some of these players to know who is going to be really, really good in years to come.
For sure. 1-800-636-1067. I know you got to get on the air coming up at noon here. There is definitely something that is right up me and your wheelhouse in terms of things that we like to do when we're paired up together. Apple Music released their 500 most streamed songs ever. I would love to go through this list with you.
Oh, go for it.
Let's do it next here on The Fan. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app as well. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 105. Nats baseball comes your way at that time. Charlie Slows and Dave Jack will get you warmed up with Nats on deck. First pitch set for 135. And per usual, you can hear all of the action right here on The Fan. Denton Day joining us right now here in studio. You check him out coming up noon Eastern time on the BetMGM network. Denton, one thing me and Ben were talking about yesterday is the attendance at Nats Park is always, because they're so bad, you got to find other storylines to monitor. Attendance at Nats Park has been something that, you know, I've been monitoring. Their last three home games, 34,000 yesterday, 37,000 Friday night, 31,000 on Thursday night. People get excited to come see other people.
Other teams.
I think that's what it is, too. I used to get so mad leaving here and taking the Metro, and you know how when people are all walking up and you've got to walk the opposite direction and it just makes it difficult. Yeah. I'm like, what the hell are all of you doing here? Don't you have anything else better to do than to come watch this terrible organization? Like, that's...
You could get in the door today for $26, but you know, $26 for a 400 level.
That's tough.
Seat is a tough.
Definitely is tough. But, no, I'm going all over the place here because I wanted to get your thoughts here briefly because I gotta juice you while I got you, brother. We don't do this enough. You've kicked me to the curb for Toby Altizer in the mornings nowadays. I'm going to talk to the guy whose office is behind us about that.
I don't understand why we can't just run trios.
Oh, we
I mean, the regular morning show does quads. Why can't we run
quads? They're a six-man operation, seven-man operation. They're a damn 7-on-7 team. Full of zins. But no. In terms of, like, when James Wood goes out west and sees 40,000 in Los Angeles, 48,000 or 50,000 for the Dodgers, going to see the Padres, you're hitting in front of 45K. Does it impact whether or not he will want to stay here long term? That in combination with how bad he's performing right now in the fan voting because of just the lack of interest and the apathy that exists within this fan base.
I don't think that would have a huge impact. You know, if the Dodgers, if you're being looked at by the Dodgers, I don't think you're caring about fan attendance. You're like, how big is that paycheck?
Yeah.
Especially because Boris is his agent. I'd be way more, I think he'd be too concerned about that. He doesn't strike me as someone that cares about that sort of stuff.
He doesn't strike me as someone that cares about anything.
Yeah, I think he just wants to go out there and play.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll be impacted by that. There are guys in the past that have been impacted by that. I mean, I remember when Bryce Harper was looking at places, there was like at least a rumor. I don't know how true this was, but there was a rumor of he wanted to play at a place that, you know, was very frequent on Sunday nights because he loved Sunday night baseball growing up. But in the West, it's not dark. He wanted to play under the lights. And I was like, that is a fascinating thing to think of, but he's a baseball purist.
Bryce Harper's a jackass. I'm not a big Bryce guy.
Yeah, I picked up on
that. Yeah.
Are we going to talk about this Apple Music
thing? Yeah, I wanted to get to this. Apple Music has put out their top 500 most streamed songs ever. And this list... one is super interesting. Could you guess? I know this is going to make you have a convulsion here. Can you guess who has the most songs in the top 500?
Oh, of course. The guy that's suing someone.
Is that how you're going to reference him? Not Auburn. The guy that saved summer with the drop that he had Friday? Hold on. You didn't even listen to the drop?
I did listen to
it. Oh, I know you listened. You may not like him personally, but I know you like good music.
Well, that's not why I listened.
Well, why'd you listen?
I wanted to listen because I am enthralled with the way that he described one of the greatest basketball players of all time.
Talking about
someone
Bron?
That rides meat.
Oh.
As if.
Oh.
Like, does it not feel weird to you that a guy's 37 and still rapping about fake friends?
But you have to think about it from his perspective, bro. Like, everything is good with Drake, everything's good, but like, the way he was piled on during this Kendrick Lamar thing, and we've gone back and forth about this.
Don't you think that some of it is well deserved? If everyone hates you, it's not because you're a great person.
No, it's because you're the best artist of the last 20 years.
Is he, though?
Yes.
But you know that he's suing UMG because they didn't pay all of him.
Well, yeah.
So, like, is he the best if he's on roids? Is Barry Bonds the best baseball player?
I don't even look at it from the numbers with him. I look at it from pure.
What was his last great album?
He's one of the great storytellers that we've ever had.
But he's not. It's not his stories.
Damn, I can't even say anything.
I think
you didn't see that. You didn't see the stream. There's a stream out on YouTube. 43 minutes called Iceman.
I saw that. You accent. Saw the stream? I saw that. He went way deep into that Canadian.
What's it? A Gertz. You're a Gertzy or whatever
like,
that Canadian slang is.
Don't get shy now, McMahon. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, he's... that's the one bit about him.
That was
him
the then. One thing you're just like, I like God's Plan. God's Plan
it's
was a
great
bomb.
Song.
Like, there's a lot of Drake songs.
Number
that
three
I think,
on this list, by the way.
Yeah, number three. There are a lot of Drake songs that I think are really good songs. But like him standing in a pool surrounded by guns... Like, guy, what are you doing?
You're going deep right now, y'all. You're hitting below the belt. I don't even think
that's just what he showed.
All I've seen is Complex has like posted some of the best lyrics from the song. He's in this mode right now of like when he gets in this bag, I think he's at his best when he's like the world is against him, and it's music that a lot of people can relate to. Everyone's been slighted and doubted in their life before, but the authenticity is definitely lacking with some things.
Dropped,
I think
you know who dropped the best song this week.
Who's that?
Jid with Eminem. Are you a Jid fan?
I am.
Jid went bar for bar with Eminem. I don't know what
he's
Dreamville,
versatile.
Dog. Jid might be the best young rapper right now. Like the fact that he hasn't dropped an album in 3 years, I don't know if that's a Dreamville thing or like we're getting deeper into the music thing.
Well, because that's
that 2022 album that he dropped was arguably the best album that
still
I've heard.
Still hits off of it. Still,
then he's dropping an album. You know, I'm flying to Dallas on Friday. You boys going to a wrestling show?
What wrestling show are you going to?
All in Texas.
You are an AEW mark.
They gave me tickets.
Okay. You got hooked. Yeah. I'm about to say, because, man, we haven't had a good wrestling powwow in a while, but damn.
But Omega Okada, I mean, come on. The clips drop on Friday. I'm downloading that album, and I'm replaying it nonstop on the three-hour flight to Texas.
Did you get a chance to, first of all, whenever Pusha T has a mic in front of him and he's doing an interview.
Oh my God, he is.
He throws flames, bro.
Oh my God. He is my favorite rapper to listen to speak.
Like, he has the best voice.
I just need Pusha T to do a three-hour radio show. Oh my God.
It would be appointment radio. So.
And Malice is just sitting, because we've never talked about this before. Malice is one of my favorite all-time rappers.
I never even knew that. Okay.
Because when he switched to the Christian rap, he was still bar for bar one of the best.
Right.
No one cared because no one listened to Christian rap. I went to a Christian school, and I'm like, who are the good Christian rappers?
Right.
And it was him and Lecrae, so I was listening to Malice a lot. He had one of my favorite verses of all time. So the fact that he's back now and his verses have been fire on the two songs they released. I like the
rollout that they've done, man. It's been strategic. I like it. They've gotten a little messy with the Pusha comments about Kanye. Pusha knows how to push the envelope, so to speak. It fits perfectly. Anyone out there that's not hip to clips, if you're out there in the listening audience and you're under the age of, let's say, 17, maybe crack rap shouldn't be in your playlist, but they just make the best drug rap ever, and it's awesome. And
Ben, are you listening to the clips? I know you're an NBA YoungBoy guy. You're a young kid. Are you listening to coke rap or not?
No.
Oh, you got to listen to clips.
It's an era, man.
It's an era.
It definitely is an era. So Apple put out.
Am I an unk for that?
Are you an unk? Wow. Are you saying UNK? That would be UNK. UNC is like uncle old. We were technically be uncles.
I want to challenge you to listen to it. I think you'll enjoy the album.
All right. Send it to me.
I will on Friday.
You have to think. And now this is where Ben just catches shrapnel. Like, his mind, he consumes so much NBA YoungBoy that I think his...
How much NBA YoungBoy is there?
There's like an unlimited amount.
Is
he like your Playboy Cardi?
He drops like 20 song albums. Like, he
listen to Playboy Cardi too?
I don't really like Playboy Cardi, actually.
I've heard mixed things.
I don't either. You know what's been...
I think the new album that YoungBoy's releasing, the full thing in 3 weeks, is going to have Playboy Cardi on it, though.
By the way, new song that we'll be playing here coming up momentarily. Gunna has, like, that whole situation with him going to jail and, like, snitching and everyone hating him. He came out and has been the best artist since he's been released from jail, and he's, like, zapped all of Young Thug's superpowers away.
He got in shape.
Gunna's my two.
Yeah.
Or he's top three, at least
Gunna,
for me.
Gunna's jacked.
That won't stop. Man, I'm telling you, he is he's the best ever. I'm calling it now.
One of one album?
Dead look good.
The one of one album is so good. From last year? Is.
He's got features.
Do you not listen to Future anymore? Is he an op to you?
He is mad at Russell Wilson for taking care of his kid better than he does. Future is a complete ass clown to me. I can't stand Future. He's an idiot. He needs to be in the past. I'm not saying you should die. That was wild. I didn't mean that.
That's a bar, though. You sure should be fast. That's a bar.
1-800-636-1067. Real quick before we let you go, Denton. Drake has the most entries amongst rappers in the top 500 most streamed songs. He's got 39. Lil Baby, second with 20. Lil Baby's falling off, too. Travis Scott is third. Travis Scott, I don't know if you've seen the Trainwreck documentary on Netflix about his show, Astroworld. Yeah. That was ridiculous, and people should have been sued ridiculously, but they weren't.
Apparently, he's getting into wrestling now. That's how I know. Like, a WWE has
gosh. So you're not thrilled. That's why you're all in.
is why I'm all in. I mean, you liked what WWE's been doing?
It's okay.
They
I like the John Cena run right now. It's been entertaining.
The Cena thing's been okay. Because
he's cut some
good
promos.
His stuff with CM Punk has been better than most of it.
Yeah.
But like the Ron Killings thing, they built a pay-per-view to bring back Ron Killings. I don't even think that guy's been on TV in 3 weeks.
Yeah, he's got a match. I think it's Aleister Black and him tomorrow, I think.
I don't think Ron Killings is going to win that thing.
I don't even know why he's even going by Ron Killings.
They can't
remember Kate Quick?
They can't build stars, WWE. They just take other people's stars.
Yeah. I think our tribal chief is on television tomorrow, so that'd be something to do.
He's coming back. Him and Cody Rhodes are going to be in a movie together.
Together?
Yeah, it's like based on a video game. Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Well, check, whatever you want to do. You can catch them. You can check them out on the BetMGM Network coming up noon Eastern time. Denton, appreciate you making some time.
I'm
going to
leave
you
with a hot take. Terry McLaurin gets paid this week.
Wow. Okay. You want to talk about mic drop? Technically, you can't drop these mics. Oh, so it cost you a couple of dollars? I broke a Comrex cord.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's what Ben was telling me.
Yeah, that's tough. More of me next here on The Fan. one 800 636 1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. You're tapped into the youngest and Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 105. Nats baseball comes your way at that time. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler get you warmed up with Nats on deck. It is a 135 first pitch. You can hear all the action right here on The Fan. I am not going to pretend like I'm excited about today's Nats pitching debut. Shinosuke Agasuara making his debut this afternoon. I probably butchered the last name, but if you're a Nats fan, you know who I'm talking about. He was brutal during spring training. And we thought yesterday while we were on the air, there was some rumors swirling out there in the ether that we could see a Cade Cavalli debut this afternoon. That is not going to be the case. It will be Shinosuke getting the start for DC, and I'm curious to see how he fares. Ben, you mentioned this. I didn't realize it. He had pitched since June 25th. So when you think about the combination of this being his first major league start off of a really super extended rest period, I expect him to get rocked today. I do expect it to be a difficult outing for him. We were in studio talking about potential parlays that we could cook up here because I think it gets ugly this afternoon for the Curly W's. But, man, are you disappointed that it wasn't Cade Cavalli? And why did we think that decision was made for it not to be Cade?
Well, he hadn't been throwing too well, actually, his last couple of outings in AAA, and I know he was also potentially dealing with some injury, like a minor setback. I think they were like working with him with the trainers here. I think it might be a situation where you see him up here working out with some of the training staff to see if they can get him ready to go in a week or two from now. You know, I wouldn't put him out there if they didn't feel like he was ready to go, obviously. For sure. Like, they've already lost 2 years of him because of Tommy John surgery. So the worst thing you could do is put him out there when he's not really healthy enough to pitch.
Yeah.
I don't know why you didn't just go Brad Lort, though, as an opener.
Yeah, I understand it. I think for Nats fans, there was a lot of excitement about the potential of seeing him this afternoon. You will see him at some point this season. I can confidently tell you that, unless he suffers some sort of injury setback. But no Cade Cavalli this afternoon. It will be Shinosuke Ogasawara getting the start for the Washington Nationals. His first career start, the 27-year-old lefty, was up and down. I don't want to make it seem like he was just god-awful during spring training, but it wasn't very good. There was some flashes at times, but overall just not a whole lot of consistency. And I am very curious to see how he fares this afternoon. I'm more curious to see, though, talking about this afternoon, James Wood, how he bounces back. 0-for-4 at the plate yesterday. That's one of the props that I am thinking about hammering today. If you got $5 to throw out and you want to make 10, bet James Wood to get a hit this afternoon. After going 0-for-4 yesterday. You think he's going to go 0-for today? Probably not. Probably not. As we sit here about 3 weeks away, 23 days away, I think the Major League Baseball trade deadline is July 29th. So we're about 23 days away from MLB's trade deadline. While we have a second, I wanted to take a look at how some of the veterans are performing on this Washington Nationals group, some veterans that could have a new home. When it comes to the trade deadline and when that moment passes, Jacob Young had a crazy catch the other day, a web gem worthy catch, where he climbed the wall, robbing a guy of a home run. It honestly makes me think about the log jam that we've talked about in the outfield for the Washington Nationals. I know we're still awaiting the return of Dylan Cruz. Dalen Lyle has come up and shown some good stuff. Alex Call has been okay. Ahmed Rosario's giving them good play and left at times. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there and whether or not a trade is made. Ben, do you think between now and the trade deadline, Paul DeJong can show enough to where someone would be interested in him?
It's going to be tough. He missed a lot of time this year after getting hit in the face. And I know a couple days ago, mm-hmm. he had a homer and a couple of hits as well. He can still play somewhat decent defense, but this also gets in the way of Brady House. Playing, so that's one way to look at it. But I definitely understand them trying to showcase any value they might be able to get from him.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be fascinating to see what happens with that. The other thing that, or the other guy that I'm looking at too and going, I wonder if his bat will have any value to another team. Luis Garcia Jr.'s had a pretty damn good year, hadn't he? Batting 265.
Better as of late. He struggled at the beginning of the year. I think since then his approach has resurged a little bit. I would be interested in potentially trading him. I don't think anybody other than the core three that you have right now in Abrams, Wood, and Gore, I don't think anyone else has a safe spot here in D.C. I really don't.
That's a fair way to put it. And rightfully so. I mean, this has been high-level mediocrity. This year, and I think the wet blanket that is laying over this team right now that makes it all worse, I guess, is the fact that they were pumping playoff vibes coming out of spring training. If they didn't set those expectations for themselves, how much differently will we be viewing this year? Because I think the expectations really changed the conversation and changed the narrative. Because think about what we were looking at in terms of storylines. Well, how does CJ bounce back after just being terrible down the stretch last year? What does James Wood look like in his first full year? Does K-Bear bounce back and show any signs of life? Will you get consistency out of Mackenzie Gore and Jake Irvin? Could they prove that they are legit aces in your rotation? A lot of those questions have been answered. And I think, for the most part, you're thrilled with Mackenzie Gore. We mentioned yesterday, 7th best Cy Young Award odds in the National League. James Wood, 5th best NL MVP odds. So those two doing it great. CJ looks like, you know, he could potentially be on his way to another return to the All-Star game. your core three, like you just mentioned, Ben, is showing all of the signs that they need to show. Crazy thing is, you need more than a core three to be successful in Major League Baseball. That is the ultimate issue here. How do they acquire more talent? The draft is coming up next weekend, next Sunday?
Yeah.
We had this conversation briefly yesterday. You gave your thoughts about, you know, how a pitcher probably would not be top of the mind for you when you consider where this organization is. If they do choose to draft a pitcher, would you assume that it means they're going to be active this offseason? I would have to think that that would be the thought process. If you go pitcher, it maybe guarantees that you're going out and spending big-time money this offseason.
Jim Bowden of The Athletic, a former general manager here of the Washington Nationals, actually, he had written an article a couple weeks back predicting that the Nats would buy at the trade deadline, trying to acquire more starting pitching talent, and that the team was going to be interested in being really active in the offseason to acquire talent. I'm not going to believe it until I see it. That's just my impression right now, and they're just far away at this point from really being a team that can contend, especially in this division, especially in the National League right now. They are not close enough for me to go out and get a pitcher and call themselves contender, because we have not seen any proof that they are going to go out and be super active in the offseason. I mean, we could see an entire regime change this offseason as well. That's something that a lot of Nats fans have called for. Obviously, the job of Davey Martinez and his staff is certainly on the line for the rest of the year. I mean, but where do you look at the front office as well? Because they've missed in the draft.
That's the thing.
The last couple drafts.
We talk about the job security of Davey Martinez. I look at him as, like, in terms of the important power players within the organization, I don't even think he's that high on the totem pole because of the lack of impact to me that a manager has. Their scouts, their player development guys are the ones to me that need to be under the microscope when you talk about their inability to draft, develop, and retain talent. I'll throw this at you as well, Ben. I actually do it on the other side of the break. There is a scenario that I saw online that I wonder if Nats fans would be interested in when it comes to next Sunday's Major League Baseball draft with the Nats on the number one overall pick. We'll get to that next here on The Fan. Still rocking and rolling. So we're easing our way into the 12 o'clock hour on the East Coast right here on 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app. You can tweet at me. It's at @NELL_BTP. Josh Robbins of The Athletic going to join us coming up in about 10 minutes to give us his thoughts on the big-time Wizards trade that went down yesterday. Cam Whitmore, the graduate of Spalding High School, now going to be a member of the Washington Wizards. Got the chance to do some Spalding football over the past couple of years, seeing our guy Malik Washington. That's something we'll talk about before we get out of here as well. And something that we'll talk about a lot more as we begin to get into football season. I can smell it, damn it. The freshly cut grass, the cleats clacking on the concrete. We are so close to it actually being football season. The Maryland Terrapins have a very important year coming up this year. And the big question that I think a lot of fans have is, will they unleash Leaky Washington? Will Malik Washington be unleashed? And how soon will he be unleashed? It's something that we could talk about with the Terps. But right now, continuing our conversation surrounding the Washington Nationals, the fellas wrap up a weekend series against the Boston Red Sox coming up a little bit later on this afternoon. Charlie and Dave get you warmed up with Nats on Deck starting at 1:05. First pitch set for 1:35. The interesting thing about this afternoon for the Washington Nationals is who is on the mound. The one thing that I'll say about the last 2 days with this group against Boston, the offense is kind of struggled here. You kind of expected it when you think about scoring 20 runs in the span of two games against Detroit, best team in the American League. You thought the bats would come back to life at some point. The bats are going to be damn sure important this afternoon as we're seeing the first career start of Shinsuke Ogasawara for the Washington Nationals. the left-handed Japanese pitcher that we saw during spring training. And based off of the way he performed during spring training, not so sure why he is getting the ball here this afternoon, but we'll see. I just got a text from our guest Josh Robbins, who is coming up top of the 12 o'clock hour. He is a character. Can't wait to get his thoughts on what is going on with the Washington Wizards and their trade for Cam Whitmore. We'll take your calls though at 1-800-636-1067. There was a trade that I saw surfacing online surrounding the Washington Nationals, and the Nats had the number one overall pick coming up in next week's MLB draft. Most mocks that I'm seeing has them taking Cade Anderson, the ace pitcher from LSU. Here's the thing. Most people would describe the top of this draft as like a compact group where like there's no clear number one. And I think Cade Anderson right now is viewed as the best prospect because of like recency bias, because of the way he played and pitched for LSU during the postseason. The one guy that last year when we found out the Nats were getting the number one pick, one cat that we consistently talked about, one guy that we consistently talked about was Ethan Holliday potentially, you know, coming here to D.C. and providing some juice to this lineup. We'll see, though. The trade that was on the table would be trading from one down to three, where the Seattle Mariners pick. So it would be trading the first overall pick for pick number three and pick number 35. Nats fans, that's something you'd be interested in. Ben, I asked you during the break, you weren't too interested in that being a scenario. I look at it from the standpoint of, hey, when you stink at drafting, as many bites at the apple as possible gives you a chance to land a potential stud, but who knows? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Josh Robbins going to join us coming up in about 5 minutes. But before we get to that, our guy CB is in Gaithersburg, wants to chime in. What's going on, CB?
Hey, Linnell. So, I don't know. I feel like the ownership is the real issue here. You know, I mean, we could draft whoever we want to draft. But, you know, we're not going to keep these guys. You know, like James Woods, awesome. Yep. And, you know, we could draft this guy who, would you say Holiday? We could draft that guy, mm-hmm. awesome pitcher, Anderson. But at the end, you know, like, are we ever going to pay these guys?
That is the million-dollar question. And ironically, who knows if the learners have millions of dollars to answer those questions. That's the ironic thing about where this organization currently stands and the problems that exist. You don't draft, develop, and retain talent. And when you do draft and develop, you are unable to retain because of, you know, how bad of a position you're in financially. It's honestly no excuse. The Commanders stadium battle going on right now in the district. The Learners got Nats Park for free. So their inability to spend money, this organization acting as if they're so cash-strapped is honestly a joke. And I feel for Nats fans out there who have grown apathetic and feel like, hey, doesn't matter what we do, we're not going to pay them anyway.
Yeah, I love James Wood, and I like C.J. Abrams, and I like Mackenzie Gore, but when they come up for being paid, I don't have any confidence that those guys are going to give them what they're due, and then they're going to go to another team. It's almost like we're the Marlins now.
Well, don't say that.
C.B., quick question for you. Just, I know I can tell how you're feeling in terms of ownership here and the lack of spending, but how are you feeling right now about the current regime in place with Mike Rizzo? Is it time for them to move on from him?
I happen to be a Mike Rizzo fan.
You're a smart man, CB.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Rizzo, and I don't blame Davey either, but I blame ownership. These guys aren't paying anybody. Look at what the Phillies are doing. You know, they got our team up there practically.
Yeah, pretty much. It's been a damn tough thing to watch, CB. I hope you are able to enjoy the rest of your 4th of July weekend, my brother. We'll talk to you soon. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. 1-800-636-1067. Coming up, top of the 12 o'clock hour, Josh Robbins of The Athletic going to join the program. We'll get his thoughts on the big-time trade that went down yesterday. The Washington Wizards bringing a local cat back home. Spalding High School graduate Cam Whitmore, the number 20 overall pick back in 2023, coming to our nation's capital by way of a trade. The Wizards yesterday sent 2 second-rounders to the Houston Rockets in exchange for Cam Whitmore. And all I can think about when it comes to Cam Whitmore and what is next is how does he influence the decision-making of this front office moving forward? There's a log jam on the wing. It feels like there are certain guys that aren't going to be here long-term. And during this 11 o'clock hour, we kind of weeded some of those folks out. We'll get Josh Robbins' opinion on the big-time Wizards trade next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.